unrehearsed interview with Mr. Vinnie Berry of Maeslick, Kentucky, Mason County, on September 12th, 1988. The interviewer is Lynn David. Is Vinnie your real name? We all call you that, but is that...
Yeah, Vinnie G. Burr.
What's the G stand for?
It's initial.
Oh, no name with it, huh? Not George or...
I could be George, no, just initial.
Just the initial. Were you born in Maeslick?
No, I was born in Helena.
In the town or out on a farm?
In the country.
What year were you born in?
1920.
Ah, you're a young man. What were your parents' names?
Leander Burr and Perla Lang.
Well, Lang's an old name around here, and Barry is too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They're both old names. Were your parents from, your parents and were they from the same area?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember your grandparents at all?
Yeah. Grandparents' name was John Burr. And my grandmother was Lizzie Burr. I can't think of her name before she married him. And on the Lang side, it was Thomas Lang and Myrtle Lang. I get that straight now, let me see. Mars. My grandmother along is that with Mars. She married Lang.
And were they all from this area too then?
Yeah, they all was in Maeslick.
So your family goes way back with the town then, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever know your great grandparents at all?
No. Mm-hmm.
They were gone the time you came along.
What'd
your dad do for a living?
Farmer.
Did he own his own farm?
No.
Who'd he work for?
Well, he worked for Callahan and most time for Robb's. W.W. Robb out here.
Out here on Helena Road then.
Right.
Yeah. Did he tenant farm for them or work as a farmhand?
Tenant farm.
Do you remember how he is, how did they tenant farm? I mean, what was it? How did they work that?
The farm?
Yeah.
Well, back then, most things were done with horses. Plowed with horses, everything was done with horses. The farm, the crop thing with horses, that's all. Wasn't no machinery, everything. Cut corn by hand, chuck by hand, all like that. All in wagons.
It's hard work.
That's right. Everything was done with horses.
Now, did your dad, what was the agreement he would have had with the Robbs? Would he put up the work and Robb would have put up the materials, or?
Yeah, the landlord friend, Joe, he doesn't work.
And how they split it then, do you remember, or did you ever know?
On hay. That's the crop now. That's the back and the corn.
Yeah.
That's on hay. The other stuff, you know, he paid him for it.
He paid him to do the work?
Yeah.
He paid your dad to do the work for it?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you all live on the farms?
Yeah.
How many kids were in your family?
Nine
of you.
Three girls and six boys.
Where did you fall in the bunch?
I'm the oldest.
Oldest of nine. So you had a lot of responsibility, didn't you?
Imagine.
You remember, can you name all your brothers and sisters?
Yeah. Thomas Lee. Charles Preston, Murray Louise, John Calvin, Anna Reese, Jane, and Helen, and Bobby,
hey.
Robert.
Did you help your dad on the farm, you kids?
Oh, yeah.
Did the girls help in the fields, too, or did they help in the home?
Yes, we helped at the house. Real problem about the rest of them, I was. But us down to Myrtle, the rest of them too young for me.
You were gone by the time the rest of the kids came along.
I was around too much then.
Yeah. What was it like growing up with all those kids?
It's pretty good. I kind of loved it. And we were close.
Tell me something about your mom. What kind of a lady was she?
Of course, we thought she was an angel and wish she was to us. Mm-hmm. Mom was awful nice.
Yeah. What do you remember special about your mom? Is there a special time or something that stands out in your mind about your mom?
I remember.
Was she strict?
Very strict. Very strict. She'd send you to town and tell you to be back. You better be back a certain time.
And what happened if you didn't?
You got that paddling.
You say your mother's pretty good at paddling?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, mine was great. We like to go fishing. We'd always go fishing together sometimes, like us kids. Very, like, very nice person, we thought.
Y'all then played together as well as worked together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Daddy did, too. Us boys. Pitch horseshoe, play ball. Yeah, we were close to each other along that line.
That sounds good. Sounds like a nice way to grow up.
Yeah. We get a lot of whipping slip off of Grandma's house. That's where she whipped us about most of the time.
Which grandma?
Grandma Lane. Called Grandma Bird. She died when I was a kid. About, I think I must have been about 8 years old. Maybe not that old.
Where'd your grandma Lang live?
Over here on Holton Key Farm, the dairy farm out right there with Pike Cap, you know.
Out towards Sardis?
No. Just name that road, not road, not road, road. Latham Pike.
A lot of Latham Pike.
Out there, Keys to Dairy, where old dairy farm is out there.
I didn't know there was a dairy farm out there.
Mm-hmm. Holton Key Farm, dairy farm out there. That's when I left in 42. That's the last time I seen her.
Oh. Tell me about your grandma that you run off to see her so much. She must have been pretty special to you kids.
Oh, she was. Great about Grandma Lang. All us kids were. We lived on a ride. We slip off and go over there and couldn't make it back in time. So we had to walk. Yeah.
What'd your Grandma Lang look like?
She was tall, light woman. Light complexion. Long, coal black hair.
To spoil you?
Just kept us spoiled. Kept us in trouble all the time.
Yeah. Now, was her husband a farmer also?
Yeah.
He was a farmer. Well, you said he worked on a dairy farm. All your family then?
Farmer, yeah.
You remember your grandma ever telling you any stories about when she was a little girl?
No. No. No, she didn't tell us nothing. As I can remember, I don't know. I done got with too little then, I reckon. Because that growing and telling the story.
She a good cook?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's a good cook, all right.
What was your favorite dish that she made?
I'm going to have to say them beans.
She made pretty good beans, huh? Yeah. Brown beans?
Brown
or?
Beans.
She put ham hocks in them or ham?
Ham hocks, anything. Joe's good. Joe, you know, Joe bacon, any kind of meat. That old big pot, on pot, what do you call it?
Yeah. Yeah. She usually have a pot of beans on?
Yep.
And you usually ate them, right?
That's right. Potatoes and gravy and all that stuff. Yeah. Well, I used to do Mama that way. I done married then. I'd go down there where Mama lived in. I'm making dinner. I'd get up the table then. That's straight on through that out in the kitchen.
Was the kitchen the place where everybody congregated
that's
in your house?
That's right. Called us boy, and us kids never would stop. Two brothers, mama, kids, mama be sitting on the porch. We never would stop. We got to come in the house, we want to talk to us in the kitchen while we're eating.
How big of a house did you have when you were growing up?
Let's see, I tell Rob, that house was a big house. See, they must have been about 8 rooms to it.
So y'all?
It was a big house. Big brick house that's right there, still sitting there now, Rob.
Is it the one that sits back off the road behind the
behind their house?
Behind their house. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty old house, isn't it?
Yeah, that's an old house. It used to be the old Shanklin house. You know, where they lived and built a new house up there.
Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'd expect that house dates back, what, to early 1800s, maybe?
So.
But everybody headed for the kitchen.
Yeah. stayed there. I reckon they'd been on Rob better than 50-some years ago. We stayed down there. They lived in that house down about 40-some years.
So that's...
Everybody, all the rest of them were born there, but me, Top, Myrtle, John, the rest of them were born down at that place.
So your folks have a long association there with the Rob. Oh, Rob, yeah. Farm.
It was, they've been all lies.
Yeah. What kind of chores did you do as a kid? What'd you have to do?
Not sure. My job was to feed stall. The horses, the hog. That was my job. And my brother's job was milking. That was my evening job, every morning and night.
Would you have rather milked or would you have rather fed them?
I know nothing. I don't like milk a day. No, I'd rather tend to the horses.
What kind of horses did y'all have?
We had a workhorse and mules.
Which did you prefer, the mules or the horses?
Horses.
You don't see too many.
But I tend to both of them.
You don't see many mules around here anymore.
No.
They're a pretty good work animal, aren't they?
Yeah, they are good. They're about 20 head of horses and about 10 head of mules.
So that's quite a lot of livestock.
See, that's what all farm. That's what the all farm. I would go out of field. We have about 16 or 17s out there.
Oh, you would.
Yeah.
Well, did Rob's have others people who worked for them besides your dad then and his family?
Yeah, he had three tenants on there. Tom Card, Everett Watkins.
So if you were going to put in corn, you'd have 6 teams out in the field putting in corn, or?
No. That's when you're plowing.
Oh, when you're plowing.
Yeah.
Would they line them up?
Yeah, go around. It's like one behind each. You know, it's like there. The first team, a team here, and a team there. Just keep cutting it on the ground. It's going around the field. They're behind each other.
Well, that was a pretty good size operation then, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
How many acres was on that farm when your dad worked it?
That farm got about 300 some acres on one side, and over on the other side of the road is about 200 something. The Jefferson Farm.
The Jefferson Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one across the road?
Yeah, across the road
in front of it. Okay, what other crops besides corn did y'all put in?
Right. That would be corn, tobacco, wheat. Hay, everything grew on a farm like that.
So it was just a good, diverse crop.
That's right. And tobacco.
Now you said you had all those horses and mules. Were any of the horses just pleasure horses, or were they all?
No, workhorses.
They were all workhorses.
All workhorses. Yeah, no pleasure. Yeah, we did have one riding horse, but no, all workhorses.
Was hogs raised to sell, or were they?
Yeah, raised to sell.
Did they sell them live, or did
yeah,
they?
Yeah, live.
Who did they sell them to?
Them was bred on stockyards, stock sales.
What would they do? How did they get them to the stockyards?
Haul them in the wagon. Until they got trucks come in.
Wouldn't it be sort of hard hauling hogs in wagons?
Pretty hard. It's a hard job.
How'd you get them up in there?
Sometimes you catch them, put them in there.
When they jump out the sides, or did you?
No, we had them big sideboards on.
Oh, okay.
The sideboards about that tall.
Yeah. Now, what about food for your family? Did your mother raise a garden then?
Yeah, we raised a garden. Put up fruit off the farm.
So she did a lot of canning then?
A lot of canning. Blackberries and everything like that. Everything canned. Everything that was canned.
Did you pick blackberries?
Yep.
Did you like picking blackberries?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to anybody around here yet that liked picking blackberries.
I said, I got to be my own man. Blackberry picking's over. Yeah.
Growing up, you said your dad played ball with you and he'd go fishing with you. What other games did you guys play as kids?
Marbles.
What kind of games of marbles did you play?
Well, we played roly-holy, we played bullseye, and we played the ring.
How do you play roly-poly?
Dig a hole in the ground. Have about five holes. And when it don't make him hold, you make him hold them hold, and you kill him. If he didn't miss him, you go in the hole, you kill him. I call him out, and you keep on playing to get down there, and that's when you shoot him for knuckles.
Now, what do you mean shooting for knuckles?
Shoot them knuckles like that there. Shoot that ball against your knuckles.
Against your knuckles. Okay.
Yeah, hold it all. You done lost. See, we winners. Knuckles all done fell on you.
I've never seen it played.
No, kids don't play it now. I had my hands full bigger than that thing there. A whole lot of time giving them where they hit them out in the hand with them knuckles and ball and marbles. And bullseyes, you got a big, great big ring and put all the marbles in the center and you stand back and shoot at them.
To get them out of the ring?
Mm-hmm.
And if you got them out of the ring, they were yours?
Boy, that's right.
And what was the third game?
That's bullseye and playing the ring. And I've got so many more, but you got a tall. Go back and lag to shoot that there, that way.
Now run that past me again. What do you got to do now?
Have a tall, you know, get back so far away from the ring and shoot at it. You got a small ring up there, all in mom, you who gets close to that ring.
Oh, okay.
That's playing keeps.
So if you got it, the one that got the closest to the ring or in the ring, then they kept everybody else's marbles.
That's right.
Were you any good at any of these?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get your marbles to start with?
We get them down here to the store down here to Collins's, Brooksburg. They had them shooting tads,
is that what they were called?
Yeah, little bit of tads. They were tads. They made out of something like clay. They were small and shooting tall, bigger.
So the one you shot with was a bigger marble?
Yeah, bigger tall. Them others just put in the ring. Called tad.
And the other was called a tall?
Shooting tall, yeah.
Any other games you played?
The horse ball we played. Marble and horseshoe. Ball, that's about it. Mm-hmm.
Baseball or basketball?
Baseball. We know what a basketball was. No basketball.
Did you have a regular ball and bat, or did you?
No, homemade stuff.
What'd you make your balls out of?
Then we get a lot of, cord string things. Then we get wrap a rag up and wrap a ball around it, keep wrapping to get the major ball size, and take another rag and cover it over.
What would you do for your bat?
We'd make a bat.
Carve it out of hardwood, or?
Go out there and cut under a tree limb about the same size of a bat and cut it off and trim it down. Mm-hmm. Then make our gloves.
How'd you make it?
Get a piece of leather and cut it around where we want to make it. Put car strength through it. Mm-hmm. Make our own mask.
What would you make a mask out of?
We'll get some chicken wire, put some hard wire, something put over it. Mm-hmm. And dap it all around there.
Nine kids, you could almost field a team on your own, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's all we done. We played ball and make him mad, because I would catch my brother with one of them was pitching, the other played third base. We get out in the field, hit flies to each other. And then we get tired doing that and we go in and strike each other out then.
Strike each other out?
Yeah, that ball me. All that crazy stuff.
It sounds pretty good though, doesn't it?
Oh, we had a good time.
Sounds like you had a happy, happy childhood.
That's right. Yeah, that home boat out there in front of the house, every white come down, Bill Robb, Daddy, I'm going to get out there on Sunday evening and off the ball game out there.
Yeah, sounds like a good way to grow up. You were born in the 20s, so you remember the Depression, any? The 30s?
I knew something about it, yeah. Remember a little something about it.
What do you remember?
I remember when they worked money, where they couldn't get no job. And I've seen Daddy work a many days instead of getting money for it, get paid off in food.
So cash was on short supply
then.
always gone down and give them meat, flour, stuff like that. Because, you know, they made their own flour, because they had to grind their own flour thing.
Oh, they did. They grind it on the place, or
no? Take it to meal, like it did corn. So you had dog grinding flour, grind your corn, grind to meal and everything.
What mill did they take it to?
Mill Creek.
Oh, mill. I always wondered. There was a mill at Mill Creek,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Mill Creek, that's right.
Where was the mill over there? Do you remember?
Right there at the end of Mill Creek Pike, right there on the left, like going toward made on number 11.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be a big mill.
Who owned that? Do you know? Or ran it? Do you?
Yeah, I know the boy same man, I'm still living now. It's Josh Schoolbutt, a good boy name. Remember, I don't know the other, but I know his name as well as I know my name.
Well,
yeah. Hudson.
Mr. Hudson?
Mm-hmm.
So your daddy would take corn and wheat and load it up in the wagon and go over
yeah,
there and they'd
grind it?
How'd your mama keep things cool in the summer? Did she have an ice box?
No,
or?
Had a big cellar.
So, would that keep milk cool
yeah.
down there?
So we kept all the milk stuff down in that cellar. Out in the ground, dug on the ground.
Now, you said they milked the cattle. How big a herd of cows did they milk?
Oh, right. They sold milk. Right, milking about, because it was good, they called it bigger. They were milking about 12 cows up right out. We only milk one for us, for
okay.
our family. But rotten milk, because they sold milk, you see.
How would they sell it? I mean,
what?
Did they take it someplace, or did
no,
somebody come pick it up?
A milk truck run. It's like a mailman, milk truck run in, come around every day and pick the milk up.
And how'd they keep that commercial milk cold?
Sit down and, huh? Well, they picked it up every morning, they'd take it out of a big tank of water and set it down here.
And that'd keep it cool then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Did you all celebrate holidays at your house?
Mm-hmm.
What was Christmas like?
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, Christmas, that's about the main day. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Tell me about Christmas at your house as a kid. What was it like? Did you have a tree?
Yeah, I had a tree. Oh, dumb man. Let's get up and go out and try to find old Santa Claus tracks. All like it, the reindeer things.
You ever find them?
Mm-mm. I ain't seen that day to day. I'll make any cakes and put them out on the table, muscle and kind of old Santa Claus been there eating. Yeah, Lord have mercy, how dumb we were after I grew up. I know the first time I missed, I stayed away from town, I done got started going around. I must have been about, as I done was it, 15 years old, never thought all the time of Santa Claus. And I stayed away from town too late and I caught old Santa Claus. That was it for me. That disappointed me too. It seemed like Christmas no more.
Now magic goes out of it a little bit.
That's right.
How'd you decorate your Christmas tree?
Mama put them little, some kind of popcorn and things come off the cedar tree and things like that. Make a ribbon or something, paper, cut thing, put on it. Mm-hmm. Didn't have no lights. Sometimes get them little bug, but didn't have no lights on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you said she baked cakes. What kind of cakes did she make for Christmas?
Oh, she made all kinds of cakes. She's real good. She's a good baker. She makes all kinds of cakes.
She make jam cakes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love jam cakes.
You do? I hate them. Jam cakes, fruit cakes, devil food, white cake, angel food. She'd have one of each paneer.
What kind of meat would she have on Christmas, for Christmas dinner?
Turkey.
Good old turkey. What else she have?
Oysters. No, I don't know. Yeah, but she had a big dinner, I know that.
Did y'all hang out your stockings?
Oh, yeah.
What would you find in them?
You'd find some candy, something in there. Pistol, old toy pistol thing, horses.
What gift do you remember the most as a kid? You have any Christmas gift that really stands out that you got?
Yeah, one I'm like that little old train.
Like a Lionel train?
Yeah, one of those trains had a track on it, wind it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's in my mind.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you got your training?
I must have been about 12 years old, I think.
With nine kids, did you get more than one gift, or each of you get just one?
No, not. It's about one gift a kid. Yeah.
Did you all give your parents anything for Christmas?
No.
It was all for the children.
All for the children, that's right.
Did your daddy and mama exchange Christmas gifts?
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, you know, we couldn't give them none.
Now, Thanksgiving, you said, was the other big holiday, right? Mm-hmm. What would you eat for Thanksgiving dinner?
Sometimes that was another turkey day.
So your mom was turkey instead of a ham person.
You had to have to have ham all through, you know, a lot of times you have that turkey.
Yeah.
See, back then you couldn't get turkey like you do now.
Oh, you couldn't?
No,
So that was really special then.
You raised your own turkey, killed your own turkey. You couldn't go no store and buy no turkeys all season long.
So your mom always raised turkeys?
Yeah, we all raised turkeys.
And I expect you raised chicken, didn't you?
Oh, they already have chicken, they're worse. Yeah, indeed.
Did your dad kill a hogs?
Oh, yeah, we killed hogs. That was a big day out there, a hog killing. They killed out there, the whole farm killed, but we'd kill about, it'd be anywhere from 15 to 20 hogs.
And what, just make one big day out of it?
One day.
How would you do it? I mean, I know you'd slit their throat, but then what would you do?
What?
When you, hog killing day, how did that go? Well, tell me about it.
Well, first you get your hogs up, and you pin, get ready. Everything, you get your hogs up, and take the day before, put them in the pen, you don't feed them. And that on that morning, about 3 or 4 o'clock, you go and kill, they get up and make the fire. Get the water and everything hot. Right away we did out there, and they didn't start killing hogs. It's about when you can see, it's about daybreak. Shoot them. Cut the throat, like you said, and put them in scalding pans and scrape the hair off of them.
Put them in what?
Scalding pan.
And scalding, and what would that do?
Take the hair off of them.
It'd take a pretty big pot, wouldn't it, to put a whole hog in it?
That'd be big as this. About deep down as this.
So about 5 feet deep?
Have a table where you're sitting.
Yeah.
They roll the hog up on the table and have a man stand back here with two chains. Now the chains will be fastened over there, come laying down on the bottom of the pan. And then have it come up from here, and the man be standing holding that chain. And they roll the hog in there. And they let him go down, eating down the water, and then you pull them chains, work them chains on. It's going to be a man there picking the hair, seeing when, you know, when his hair is ready to come off of him. And they turn him over, get this other side. Work that chain back and forth. Yeah. Put it up, you put that chain down, let this chain go up, and you turn him.
In the boiling water.
Yeah. The man on the side, you got to turn him over. And turn that thick gun, put it up on the side, and you just roll right over this, the slickest anything you ever seen.
Well, for heaven's sakes.
And you get that off, and you put hang him, can hang him on the pole, and the man guts him.
What'd you do?
Well, we had them hang up there and cool out.
How long would you have to let them cool?
Oh, they cool pretty fast. And you hang, put them down on a wagon, and if they had anything, you block them out.
Now, what do you mean block them out?
Let's cut the hams off of them, block the ham, middles out, shoulder and thing, block them out. And you lay them on the wagon, and next morning, you start trimming.
Trimming what?
Trim your meat up. That's when you take all the lean out of there and you trim down sideways you're going to leave, make your sausage, and all that, and get ready to cook your lard.
How would you cook lard?
And them great big, pardon me, them great big kettles.
Mm-hmm.
Have a big thing where to sit on, a big thing sit on and put that fire on each other, and I've got a big pan right there and cook it.
Now, would the men do this or
the
women?
Men. Indoor would do all the cutting and blocking out. We didn't do none. So, I don't make the sacks, put the sausages in.
So you would to make the lard, then you would take all the fat off the hog,
yeah.
And then just cook it down to yeah. what? To what it looked like? What
yeah,
would it look
like? To grease.
Till it was completely melted.
Yeah, to burn it. Yeah, it's like you're frying meat something. You see, it's like you fry bacon in a skillet.
Yeah.
You call it crackling. You have to cook it right to get all the grease out of it. It'll drop it like a bacon wheel. Turn real brown. Then you take it off right and dip your lard out and put it in a pan or in a can, lard can, whatever you're going to put it in. Let it cool.
Let it cool. Okay, now you say the women made the sausage casings. What would they make them out of?
Make them out of cotton.
Would they be sewn by hand?
Yeah, be sewn by hand.
Did each family have a certain recipe they used to make
yeah.
their sausage?
Yeah.
You remember what your dad's recipe
was? I don't know what Robin meant, what it was. I don't know, but it's all good. How much sage and everything put in there. But I don't know what the recipe is.
Now, did you smoke the hams, or did you?
Yeah, smoke them.
What kind of?
Hickory.
Use hickory wood. How long do you have to let a ham smoke?
Well, he smoked all of me. He smoked about 2 weeks.
So somebody had to constantly watch it, didn't they?
No, it was built. But, you know, according to, he was built off. This old ink blade was smoking. Oh, they go back and forth about every 3 or 4 hours, see, before it won't catch on. Because it got to the meat, it got to the house. Great big pit down there for the fire to burn in. But they don't like, you know, don't let it get no blaze, nothing, just keep it smoking.
Yeah. Now, did you have to do this around the clock? I mean, even at night?
Smoke all the time.
So somebody would have to get up in the middle of the night then and go out
look
and,
at it, yeah.
and check it.
Yeah, when you smoked everything, yeah, I smoked everything. Sausage and everything.
So it'd take a pretty big smokehouse, wouldn't it?
Yeah, big smokehouse. Yeah, a lot bigger than this room.
But there'd be a big pit in the bottom.
Yeah.
What was it, lined with bricks or?
Rock.
Lined with rock.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just keep, well, how would you keep it from burning when you put fresh wood on it?
Well, you smother it out. That's where it's at. Go back and keep it smothered out.
How do you smother it out?
Take a cloth, go over smothered out, and pile it back up. Keep it smoking.
Yeah, it'd fall hard on the eyes, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, you can't stay in there. Yeah, you can't stay in there.
Did your mom ever can any meat, or did...
Yeah, sausage, tenderloin, yeah. Cold pack, all of that.
What about beef? Did you all ever have slaughter beef?
No, they kill no beef.
How come?
I don't know why. They never kill no beef on that farm. And went outside the hog and killed that mutton. Sheep.
How would you prepare sheep then?
I don't know. I mean, you mean kill it?
Well, I know how you'd kill it, but I mean, would you can mutton or would you?
No, they kill that to deep. I don't know. We didn't eat. I don't like mutton.
Oh, I love it.
You do? Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate it. No, we didn't eat that. They kill that for most time for thrashers.
For thrashers?
Yeah, we have thrashers coming in.
How come? Because. How come they killed it for thrashers and nobody else?
Well, it's got to be most of hell then when thrashing come around that point. But they did, Rob did. See, it wouldn't use so much of the hams and the thing, just kill specials, kill called mutton, just kill mutton. Like what could they have other meat? But they'd have it for thrasher hands.
Now, would the thrasher hands be from people who worked on the farm, or would they be?
Yeah, these people worked on the farm, the ones around too. Used to be a big old thrash machine coming in the road, pulling thrash everybody's wheat around through here. And sometimes be a crew following in. Everybody have a big crew going around that thrashing wheat.
And those thrashers were pulled by horse too, right?
No, steam engine.
Oh, that's... They came in with steam.
Yeah, couldn't pull that big separator. Come in steam engine, mm-hmm. That big old steam engine. Like a train coming down the road.
I think that'd scare everybody, wouldn't it? Would it scare the horses on the road?
Some horses wouldn't. Don't know what they don't stand to them. Some horses have an off time.
Do you know where the threshing teams came from?
I think it might be right about Mount Olivet.
Or somebody
else. That's where he come from. Mm-hmm. He done all the work around here before time. It was about, he don't want to know there used to be a lot of them. We had two, I know, the Rice and Mopaby. For Rice, you used a big old Ford and tractor. And what's called you steam engine.
Did your dad or mom ever talk about what it was like when they were little kids? Did you ever hear say like, well, no, when I was growing up, I did such and such?
No, I did. I never forgot. I never forgot him. But...
What kind of a man was your dad? What did he look like? Did he look a lot like you? Or?
Yeah. See, we all look like all of us.
So you always know one of you.
I think a little bit bigger than I was.
Was he a disciplinarian like your mom? Or could you get things past your dad?
No, I could get things. He was a little bit harder than mama.
So you got it coming and going, right?
That's right. He's pretty good. Yeah, when you see us, when you see us boys, you see him. That's how I reckon we do look like.
Mm-hmm. How old a man was your dad when he died?
86. He died in 84.
So he hadn't been gone too long then, has he? Where did he live the last years of his life then?
Maysville. 86, never was sick and walked all the time. Just got sick at about a couple of weeks. Wasn't sick. This guy is too old, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. How old a lady was your mother when she died?
My mama died. I seen mama die. Mama wasn't too old. She might have been about 60. About 65 when she died. Mom died young.
Was they still living on the farm then when your mom?
No, they lived in the town. Their mom had that sugar diabetes. The bad lived in the Mayville Inn.
Yeah. You hang out a lot over on the steps and in that old garage. You and some of the other gentlemen in town,
no,
don't you?
Yeah.
Who are the guys you hang out with? Let's see. There's a bunch of them that you hang out with.
Oh, you talking about the one down in the corner club?
Yeah, the corner club.
Alan Lewis, Ry Bolden, we call him Big Man, William Grant.
Who's Big Man?
Well, Big Man, that's Alan Lewis, Myrtle's husband, called him Big Man. Let's see, Douglas, George. George Coleman, and Wayne Mason.
Yeah, there's a group of you guys.
Yeah, Meddlesome at some time, Bobby, Palmer.
Yeah. You ever hear, do y'all tell tall tales down there? Only the truth, right?
Oh, yeah, only the truth, yeah.
What kind of stories have you heard sitting down there on the corner?
I don't know.
Y'all tell ghost stories, any?
No.
No?
No, I don't tell too many ghost stories. Yeah. Most times I'm just farming, that's all.
How the crops are doing?
Yeah,
the
crops.
Sure. And which one caught the biggest fish?
Yeah, there's a lot of that done down there now. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that done.
Yeah. You know, I was talking about a group of men, I was talking to Mrs. Foley last night, Virginia Foley, and she said there used to be a Black Masons group here, or...
Yeah, you're talking about the Lodge now, right?
The Lodge, yeah.
Yeah, Mason. Yeah, Mason, yeah. Oh, yeah, but there used to be a big Mason crowd here.
Where did they meet?
Well, they meet different places. Most time in Maysville. Where in Maysville, I don't know. Yeah, Uncle Press, he's a big, large member, and Mr. Horace Franklin, all them, Ollie Johnson.
What lodge was that, do you know?
The Mason.
Well, I know, but was there a number, or?
I don't know a number of them. Now, Miss Goldberg, no, I think she still belonged to the same lodge.
But they didn't meet here in Mays Lick at all?
No.
At least when you were growing up?
But we met in Mays somewhere, maybe in Mays someplace.
Yeah. You were born after the Knight Riders. But did you ever hear your dad talking about the night riders?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he talked about when he shot through his house down here on the lawn there. Oh yeah, he was talking about it.
What do you have to say about the night riders? Do you remember?
No, I don't have too much to say about them. Oh, I'll just hear him say when they shot down and shooting through it out them night riders, how they do people and things, I don't know. But they never talk too much about him now and then. But see, when we kids come, we couldn't hear what the old people talking about.
How come?
They wouldn't let us stay around them.
You didn't sneak?
No, they had scared to sneak. people back there, then the children get to hear. I've been sitting around many times, mom and them coming, them old people. Get up and go play.
So you kids were expected to disappear when adults were around.
Yeah, when adults were around, you got lost. Don't come to the call.
You never heard any talk around the table during meals or anything about them?
No.
Mm-hmm. I've heard some stories, and I was wondering if you'd ever heard them about during the Civil War, before the Civil War, that there was an underground railroad to help runaway slaves go north in Mays Lake. Have you ever heard any stories like that around here?
I ain't never heard nothing about that now.
What? Tell me, do you remember Russell Bolden having a grocery store or selling meat over on Conway Street?
Grocery store? No, it wasn't Russell Bolden.
Wasn't it?
No, Taylor White.
What do you remember about Taylor? Did you know Taylor, didn't you? Or?
Yeah, I knew him. I knew him. I went one more time to a little store one time, got the thing and told him to burn down right there, where by the sushi clear. He had a little grocery store that sold meat and stuff. Spirit oil, your store, peanuts, cans, things like that. Ice.
Where would he get his ice?
Maple. Blind man.
And I heard he was a blind man. But he was pretty astute blind man, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he got him able to come and he'd get his ice every morning. That limbo milk truck, he was on from Mount Iowa. Cool, he'd go in the mail, calling it, like I said, that milk, picking up that milk stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he'd bring his ice to him every day.
Dang. And people buy their ice from
him. Yeah, ice, sir.
What about Jim Hicks? Did you know Jim, or was that after your time?
No, I know a little about him. I know a little about him, but not too much. I mean, I don't remember when he was on his corner down at the hardware store down. I remember when he built that store down where worked that tele, got that radio shop at.
Where Geico's is now?
That's when I know him.
Yeah.
So I used to go down there when I was a kid going to school, and I'd give them and spinning tops, throw the string. By the time I know Jim Hicks. Mm-hmm. Well, I was living in Helena. I wouldn't live over here then.
Yeah. Were there any other black businessmen in Mays Lake when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm. Just them two.
Taylor and Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Them two. Now you went to school here at the new black school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They built the same year I was born.
So it was well on its way time you started school there.
Right.
How'd you get back and forth to school?
Well, on a wagon. Old school wagon.
You remember who drove it?
Yeah. That girl right there where you talking to at the bowling. She drove it while my uncle. First, my uncle Pete drove it. Then,
Pete Berry?
Pete Perry, my uncle.
Uh-huh.
He was one of my aunt Mary. He drove it. Clark drove it. Then Bowman drove it.
And they'd go around and pick up all the kids.
Yeah, see all the people. See, when they ain't going nowhere, right straight down hill in the pike and right on the schoolhouse, go all on that route.
Who was your first grade teacher, you remember?
Yeah, I do. I never had no big one. No Miss Henderson.
Real big, huh?
Yeah.
Well, a first grader, she would be.
Yeah, about 6'2", maybe about 200 pounds. Didn't I never would get her as long as I live.
I take it you didn't fool with her.
No. Nobody. No big woman's stuff.
Yeah. How many rooms were in that school?
Well, when I first started, I had three of them, because I had a high school there. But after about, I think, about that 2 years I went there, or 2 or 3 years, it dropped down to 2 rooms. It was 3-room school. That's how much room it was. Mm-hmm.
So you had several grades in each of the rooms then?
Yeah, see, it was, I think Miss Anderson went from first, fourth, Miss Bourne had fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth.
How'd you all learn with that many different kids learning different things?
How you learn?
Well, I mean, say you're doing spelling. What were the rest of the kids doing in the other grades?
We study. When we get up and get through the yard, they come right up. Just rotate like that.
So it wasn't?
Yeah, we have a reading. And we get through reading, the other come and get their reading, and we go right, rotate rest, right back through the other, and right back to arithmetic.
Did it bother you kids trying to study when somebody else was reciting, or? Just got used to it.
It didn't bother. No, it didn't. But you get here, you stayed in, or you didn't get play, you didn't get no dinner, you stayed in until you did get it.
She sounds like a good, hard teacher. Who was the other teachers out there when you went to school?
Well, I went to have a two, I met Miss Bowen.
Bowen?
Bowen, she was a principal aunt. Lizzie Bowen.
Now, you didn't go to high school then,
no,
uh-huh. Did you go to high school in town, or?
No. I went from the 8th grade.
You stopped at the 8th. Uh-huh. After you got out of the 8th grade then, what'd you do?
Went farm work.
Work for your dad, or? Could your dad and mom read and write?
Oh, yeah.
And they, mm-hmm. Where had they gone to school, do you know?
Yeah, mom went to this old schoolhouse, right there back of the church. Uh-huh. Where I'm so sorry, where she went to school. Daddy went to school right there in Helena. Schoolhouse used to be standing nowhere.
So there was a black school in Helena, yeah. And one in Mays Lick, then. Now you said you went into the Army then?
Yeah.
In what, 42?
42.
Where were you stationed?
You mean right here in the States?
Were you here in the States, or did they send you overseas?
I went overseas to, first I went to, you know, down here and then ducked down to Fort Thomas.
Uh-huh.
Fort Thomas, Fort Cedar, Oklahoma. Camp Lifton, Louisiana.
Where in Louisiana?
Camp Lifton, Louisiana. And Camp Lifton, Louisiana to New Orleans, Jackson Barrett. From Jackson Barrett to South Carolina, getting in that camp, and from there to New York and overseas.
What were you learning?
Well, I was in field artillery. I was in the infantry, machine gun squad leader. Port Battalion, and there's the 4 outfits I served with.
Over what space of time?
Huh?
Over what space of time?
4 years.
Did you ever go overseas then?
Yeah.
Where'd you at?
I went to the first place around Liverpool, England. From Liverpool, England to let's see, the Chipmunk. I can't think of Chipmunk. Chipmunk part in England, but I landed on Omaha Beach.
You were one of them that went in on Omaha?
Omaha Beach, D-Day 6.
God. Do you all know what was coming off on that? Did you ever have an idea what was?
Yeah. We knew what was coming.
That must have been horrendous.
But we didn't know where we were going. But we know where we were going into.
Those ships took off in a storm, didn't they?
Huh?
Didn't you all take off in bad weather? Or did you waited till the weather broke, didn't you?
Yeah, good weather.
Good weather.
Night. Got no day land. We landed at night.
Do you realize how big of an operation that was when you landed at Omaha? Mm.
You're like a bunch of the hog just dumb. But you know what's coming up. Because you done been trained for it. You ain't scared.
You weren't scared landing in Omaha?
Wouldn't one bit. Got off that ship and hit that little board like nothing. What? Them ropes. You ain't scared.
Now, the ships had been shelling all day, hadn't they?
Oh, yeah, D-Day, 6-day fighting there.
So yeah. you went in under fire then?
Under fire.
And you were a machine gun squad leader, you said?
Yeah, then I was. See, we were training for anything, come where we needed that. We had all that training, we'd go anywhere. If need us back, send ammunition up, we could do that. If they wanted to go out contact in, we could do that. I always sit back and shoot the big gun, didn't make no difference.
So you had multi-training then?
That's
you
right. We were trained for all after we got over there.
Mm-hmm. Did you make it off the beach?
Yeah, we went on through. They were stacked up, seeing men high as a ship doing, stacked up dead on the tarpaulin. So going out to any channels like don't know what. Yeah, we made it through because they didn't open the way up for us when we got there.
So you were in one of the later waves going in on Omaha.
Later. Reinforcement.
And then you went on to where? From Omaha, where'd you go?
Omaha went inland, went to a little place called Granville, France, and from Granville to the Rhine, St. Lo.
So you made it all the way to the Rhine?
Made it all the way to the Rhine. Didn't get over in Germany. Sent us back.
Was the war over?
No, it wasn't over. Sent us back. It hadn't been there. Well, as long as they sent us back for a rest, I was back in Granville, France. They gave us a 1,500 prison to guard. That's what I done for the rest of 8 months of the war. Guard prison. And a bunch come in to go to Japan after Germany fell. And a bunch had to leave and go to Japan and fight, but we didn't have to go. We done made the invasion and everything. We our outfit got still there.
Thank God.
And we just took care of guard prison until we got relief and got relief and come home.
It must have been a good feeling coming home, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
When the war in Europe was over, what was it like? Where were you when the war ended in Europe?
When the war ended in Europe? Well, I'll never forget what I was doing. I was on guard that night. That's where I was at. Sergeant of guard that night. And I was down in town. And the old D commander said, Barry said, the war's over. So that's celebrating. And when he said that, right in the cafe where we went.
Must have been a fantastic feeling.
It was. War was over. And you, in Japan, yeah. When they got that atomic bomb, that's where I was at. And after that, they haven't done nothing the rest of the time I was over. Maybe work one day a week.
And what'd you do the rest of the time, or do I want to know?
Down on the beach.
Down on the beach.
Looking around old towns, go to different places, go to France.
Were the French people glad to see you there?
Yeah. Till after the war, that war was over, they got a little rough.
Did it?
Yep. They won't get everybody out of there then, yep. Yeah.
So you came back to Mays Lick?
Came back to Mays Lick. Been here ever since.
Were you married before the war or afterwards?
After the war.
And your wife's name is?
Glenn.
Her maiden name was?
Baber.
How come she's named Glenn? I wanted to ask her.
I don't know, they tell her and said, didn't have no name for her, and somebody just started calling her Glenn, and put the door to her, Glendora.
Oh, it is Glendora. I'd always heard just Glenn.
No, and Glendora.
Glendora. Mm-hmm. Where'd you meet Glendora?
Here.
She was a Mays Lick girl, too?
Yeah, she was a girl, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you all have any children then?
Mm-hmm.
Just the two of you. What year were you all married? Come on, Vinny.
Long story. Don't know how I'm going to do that. He got right out of the Army and married. See, he married got discharged 27th day of 1945. Married the 31st of July. 45. Right out of school, right in the frying pan.
Oh! You got married in June or
no,
January?
January.
Well, you've been a long time.
You've
been a long time without a woman over there in fighting the war.
Huh? Well, I wasn't picking on staying here, though. I was going back to New Orleans. That's where I want to go to.
You like New Orleans?
Yeah, I'm going back down to get me a job. Job I was trained for.
What was that?
They be doing on them boats. Got a up here and didn't get back and ain't got back yet.
No, I think you're a little late.
Oh boy.
Well, I thank you for coming in and talking to me today.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I've been in the help or not.
Oh, you've been a lot of help. Sure you have.